Title: Human Feel vs. Quantized Precision in Jungle Advanced. Alright, welcome in. Today we're going straight into one of the core contradictions that makes jungle and drum and bass feel alive, the fight between machine-like precision and human. Breakbeat breath. If you quantize everything, you get weight, clarity, punch, and that aggressive robot authority. If you let everything drift, you get tension, swing, panic, urgency, but you can also lose impact fast. The advanced move is not choosing one side, it's building a system where you can dial feel on purpose, even inside the same break, without sacrificing power. Here's the mindset I want you to keep the whole lesson. Anchor stay tight, decorations get to breathe, and we'll use Ableton's groove pool for macro feel, plus micro timing and velocity for that surgical jungle pocket. Let's set up. Step 0. Project and timing fundamentals. Set your tempo somewhere in a classic lane, 170 to 176 BPM. I'd pick 174 as a sweet spot. Now bring in a break and warp it properly. For jungle, transient integrity is everything. A lot of the time, beats warp mode is your friend because it keeps the drum transient snappy instead of smearing them. So in the clip view, turn warp on, set the mode to beats, set preserve to transients, and keep the envelope around 100. If you get clicks, back it off a bit, but the goal is crisp. Teacher note: don't overwarp. If you start dropping warp markers on every little hit, you'll iron out the groove that you actually wanted. Minimal markers, clean loop length, and let the break be a break. Now step 1. Build the quantized anchor core. This is the spine. Create a MIDI track, drop in a drum rack. Load a tight DNB kick with a short tail, a punchy snare or a layered snare plus clap, and a crisp closed hat. You can add a ride or shaker later if you want extra roll. Program a 1-bar starting point, kicks on the 1, and then something like 1.3.3 for that forward drive. You can add another kick around 1.4.3 if you want the bar to feel like it's leaning into the next downbeat. Put your main snare on 2 and 4. That backbeat is sacred in a lot of jungle and DNB. Hats can be 1/16 for energy or 1/8 if you want it more open. Now, quantize only what needs to be unmoving. Select the kick notes that define the bar, and the main snare hits on 2 and 4. Quantize to 1/16 at 100%. Anchor rule: the main snare on 2 and 4 stays gridlocked. The kicks that define the bar stay gridlocked. That's your weapon. Everything else is allowed to have personality. Step 2. Add the break layer. This is where the human lives. Create an audio track, drop in your break amen, think, whatever fits your vibe. Warp it, make sure 1.1.1 is actually on the first transient, and make sure the loop is exactly 1 bar or 2 bars. Then do the move that gives you maximum control without killing the break's soul, slice it to a new MIDI track. Right-click the clip, slice to new MIDI track, choose slice to drum rack, and slice by transients. Now you've got two worlds, your clean drum rack with quantized anchors and your sliced break rack with messy, flavorful, human detail. Step 3. Extract groove and use groove pool, but do it with restraint. Click the original break audio clip, and in clip view, extract groove. Then open the groove pool. In that groove, start with timing around 15%, velocity around 10%, random around 2%. Bass at 1/16. Here's the key, don't just slap the groove onto everything. Apply it first to hats, ghost snares, little percussion. Avoid grooving your main snare backbeat unless you specifically want that unstable, drunken feel. Most of the time, you want the listener to trust where 2 and 4 are. Jungle can be chaotic, but it's usually controlled chaos. Quick pro workflow: duplicate your anchor MIDI clip. Name one tight and another grooved. Same notes, different feel settings. That way you can /B instantly, and you're not guessing with your memory. Extra coach note, think in time domains. Your anchors live in the half-bar and quarter-note world. Hat flow often lives in 8th notes. Your ghosts and edits live in 16th and 32nd land. If everything is loose, you lose the forward arrow. If everything is tight, you lose the panic. Step 4. Microtiming. This is where you stop relying on generic swing and start designing pocket. Groove pool is macro feel, but jungle magic often comes from very specific nudges that repeat like a style. Go into the MIDI editor. Turn off snap temporarily or go down to a 1/32 grid. Now, starting points. Ghost snares that lead into 2 and 4. Try pushing them slightly early. Think -5 to -15 milliseconds. That creates urgency and the feeling of speed, even at the same BPM. Hats. Try pulling slightly late, +5 to +12 milliseconds. That creates this rolling, leaning back sensation while the anchors stay militant. If you have an extra kick before the snare, keep it tight, or even a tiny bit early, like -3 to -8 milliseconds for aggression. But here's a cleaner way to do this without messing up your MIDI grid logic. Track delay. Go to the mixer view and enable track delays if you don't see them. Now you can do surgical offsets. Hat track, +6 milliseconds. Ghost snare track, -8 milliseconds. This is so powerful because your clips can remain visually quantized, easy to edit, but the feel shifts underneath. And one more advanced note. Aim for intentional inconsistency rather than randomness. Pick one repeating micro flaw. For example, every second hat is a hair late, or the ghost before two is always early. That reads like a drummer's had it, not like the computer stumbling. Step 5. Velocity shaping, the other half of human. If your timing is great but every hit is the same velocity, it's still going to sound stiff. On your break slice rack, in the MIDI clip, pull down velocities for supporting hits. Ghost snares somewhere around 35 to 70. Light hats around 25 to 60. Main hits, 90 to 115, depending on your samples. You can also add Ableton's MIDI velocity device before the drum rack. Set it to random and keep it subtle. Random range around 5 to 12. The goal is not chaos. The goal is tiny movement that stops the loop from feeling photocopied. Important. Keep the main snare velocity consistent. Humanize the supporting cast more than the lead actor. Step 6. Make it hit hard even when it's loose. When you humanize timing, you can smear impact. You can also accidentally stack peaks, especially if you're layering snares or you've got a break snare colliding with your anchor snare. So group your drum tracks into a drum bus and do a simple, reliable chain. Start with drum bus. Drive somewhere between 5 and 20, depending on taste. Crunch can stay low. Boom around 20 to 40 with a frequency around 50 to 70 Hz if it helps, but don't let it turn into mud. Then use transients, +5 to +20, to bring the snap back. Then glue compressor. Attack around 3 to 10 milliseconds, release auto or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds, ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. You're gluing, not flattening. Then EQ8. High-pass non-kick layers like the break, often around 120 to 200 Hz so the sub and kick stay clean. If it's boxy, a small dip around 250 to 450 can help. If the tops are harsh, a gentle shelf around 8 to 12k. Optional but very DNB. Parallel smash. Make a return track called drum smash. Put a saturator with soft clip on, a fast compressor, and EQ if needed to keep low end from exploding. Then send snares and break into it lightly. You want excitement and density, not a second drum mix. Metering trick. While you do this, temporarily drop a limiter on the drum bus and watch what happens to peaks when you humanize. If your human timing creates new peak stacks, you'll see the limiter grab harder. Then you fix it intentionally, shorten a tail, offset a layer by a few milliseconds, or reduce transient on one layer. Don't just turn it down and call it solved. Step 7. Arrangement. When to be tight versus loose. A classic pro move is tightening into the drop and loosening in transitions. Think of groove-like energy automation. Here's a simple 64-bar arc you can steal. Bars 1 to 16. Intro. More break layer, more groove timing, like 20 to 30%. Let it breathe. Bars 17 to 32. Pre-drop. Introduce the anchors more. Reduce groove to around 10 to 15%. You're focusing the image. Bars 33 to 48. Drop A. Anchors are super tight. Groove only on ghosts. Timing maybe 5 to 10%. That's where you get authority. Bars 49 to 64. Drop variation. Bring back more break swing. Add some fills. Maybe a couple micro-timing surprises. You can automate groove pull timing down into the drop. You can automate break volume up and fills and down under the main snare. You can even automate hat track delay. A little later in breakdowns. A little closer to zero in the drop. Arrangement upgrade idea I love. Phrase end grid snap. In the last beat or two of every 8 bars, tighten something. Pull hats closer to zero delay. Simplify ghosts or briefly mute the break for negative space. Then when the downbeat hits with that gridlocked snare, it feels huge without you adding any extra processing. Now, quick common mistakes to avoid. 1. Grooving the main snare backbeat too much. Your whole track can feel unreliable. Keep 2 and 4 mostly locked unless you're intentionally going for wobble. 2. Random timing with no anchor logic. Humanization needs a hierarchy. Spine tight. Decoration loose. 3. Over-warping breaks. Minimal warp markers. Preserve the break's internal groove. 4. flat velocity, even perfect swing can sound robotic if every hat is at 100. 5. Layering clashes. If your break snare and main snare hit together, check phase and transient alignment. Decide whether you want a flam or you want one unified hit. Don't let it happen accidentally. Before we wrap, here are two advanced variations you can experiment with. First, a two-snare system. Snare A is the anchor, short, punchy, gridlocked. Snare B is character, maybe break-derived or noisy, and you offset it plus or minus 5 to 12 milliseconds. Then you automate Snare B's volume across sections. You morph from machine to human without ever moving the anchor. Second, velocity as groove. If you want power but still want life, keep timing tight but program a repeating velocity counter. For example, hats go strong, weak, medium, weak across the 16ths. Ghosts can staircase up into the snare. It feels human while staying punch-friendly. Now, your mini practice exercise. Give yourself 20 minutes. Build a two-bar drum loop with a quantized kick and main snare, a sliced break layer, and hats or percussion. Make three versions. Version A. Fully quantized. No groove, no micro-timing. Version B. Groove pool only. Timing 15%, velocity 10, random 2. Version C. Groove plus micro-timing. Hats plus 6 milliseconds track delay. Ghost snares minus 8 milliseconds, and velocity variation around plus or minus 8. Bounce each one to audio, and level match them so louder doesn't trick you. Then ask three questions. Which one feels fastest? Which one hits hardest? Which one feels most alive? And here's the most important coach note. Check feel against the bass, not in solo. In jungle and DNB, kick and sub-transient alignment is the court of appeal. A drum groove that sounds perfect alone can fight the bass envelope, and suddenly your whole drop feels soft. Make tiny decisions while the bass is playing, especially for pre-snare kicks, snare layers, and any percussion that might mask the bass attack. Recap. Quantized precision equals impact, clarity, drop power. Human feel equals tension, swing, breath, classic jungle energy. The winning approach is hybrid. Lock the anchors, humanize the decorations, control the big picture with groove pool, and do surgical feel with track delay and micro nudges. Then bring back punch with drum bus, glue, and smart EQ. This audio version is shortened for playback.